بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah that Iqtasaz at Ma'ana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtasab Nawar Allah Matqadahu. The title is Nafsa Dushman He Dushman Kuna Shadakar. Apne Malik Se Uta Kar Ke Far Yaad Kar اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقوا سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکٹ اٹھے ان کی تو سجاد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر قلب و جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر قلب و جا کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجا دے میں رو رو کہ آباد کر.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. لطفی اشعار حضرت کے پسندیدہ رمضان شریف کی شان میں مخدومہ رحمت اللہ تسنیم صاحبہ. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے, اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ, اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے, شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے, ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے, ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے. پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے, پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. رات سب راتوں سے بہتر, رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ صیام, رات سب راتوں سے بہتر ہے تیری ماہ صیام. حیف لیکن تین دن کا تو فقط مہمان ہے, حیف دے لیکن تین دن کا تو فقط مہمان ہے. حیف یہاں افسوس کے لیے. کیا بتاؤں کتنی رونق, کیا بتاؤں کتنی رونق, کیا بتاؤں کتنی رونق, ایک تیرے دم سے ہی ہے. اے مبارک مہمان صدقے ہماری جان ہے, اے مبارک مہمان صدقے ہماری جان ہے. اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے. تیری خاطر دو جہاں کی, تیری خاطر دو جہاں کی ہم کو دولت مل گئی, تیری خاطر دو جہاں کی ہم کو دولت مل گئی. روزہ داروں پر تیرا یہ کس قدر احسان ہے, روزہ داروں پر تیرا یہ کس قدر احسان ہے. تیری آمد سے ہر ایک مومن کا دل ہے باغ باغ, تیری آمد سے ہر ایک مومن کا دل ہے باغ باغ. اے معزز مہمان, اے معزز مہمان تیری نرالی شان ہے, اے معزز مہمان تیری نرالی شان ہے. نور چہروں سے آیا اور قلب میں پاکیزگی, نور چہروں سے آیا, نور چہروں سے آیا اور قلب میں پاکیزگی. صبر دن کو رات کو ہے, صبر دن کو رات کو شکر خدا ہر آن ہے, صبر دن کو رات کو شکر خدا ہر آن ہے. پورے دن کے صبر کا, پورے دن کے صبر کا دیکھو تو بدلہ کیا ملا, پورے دن کے صبر کا, پورے دن کے صبر کا دیکھو تو بدلہ کیا ملا. پھر بھر گیا ہر قسم کے کھانوں سے دسترخوان ہے, بھر گیا ہر قسم کے کھانوں سے دسترخوان ہے، ہے دعا تسنیم کی ہر سال ہم مہمان کریں، ہے دعا تسنیم کی ہر سال ہم مہمان کریں، اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا، اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا دین ہے ایمان ہے، اس کی خدمت تو ہمارا دین ہے ایمان ہے، شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، شاہد اس کی رفعت و عظمت کا خود قرآن ہے، ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے، پاب زنجیر مصیبت آج ہر شیطان ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے، اللہ اللہ یہ مہینہ کس قدر ذیشان ہے،
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This beautiful bayan that was recited of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Awak Tabrizi Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. Hazrat is teaching us and giving us a prescription in this beautiful bayan how to become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Hazrat explains that what will block you from becoming the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your nafs, your passion and your desires. When you become the slaves of your passion and desires, then the passion, the nafs of yours, your own self, you become the enemy of yourself, and you don't realize, and you think you're fulfilling your desires, you're enjoying your life, etc. In the meantime, Hazrat is teaching us that is not your friend. Now it has become your enemy. So, nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. That your inner passion, desires, etc. is your enemy. Why make your enemy happy? Foolish person is that person who makes his enemy happy and he thinks he's doing something good. No, realize that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, inna aada aduaka alladhi baina jambayk. Worse than shaitan, your worst, more worst enemy is between your two shoulders. That is your own passion and desires. If you don't learn to come to the Mashayikh, the Ahlullah, and make Islah of your passion and desires, then this will create such havoc in your life that you will live a miserable life. And worse, that as our Hazrat teaches us, we'll be involved in haram, looking at women, on the, whether it's on the in the roads, on our mobiles, etc. You're in the fire of Jahannam, and you don't realize you're in the fire of Jahannam. So Hazrat is teaching us how to correct this, and what a beautiful prescription. You don't have to go to any psychologist or anything that you're suffering from depression. Why we are suffering? Because we're making our enemy our friend. And which enemy is going to give you peace and comfort? So the real place to get the treatment, come to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will teach us the easy way out. And what is, first realize, you have become the enemy, you made your enemy your friend. And who we supposed to make our friend? Allah who gave us our life. We have broken friendship with Allah. Now to join this friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajda mein ro ro ke abad kar. Now get up middle of the night and start crying. In other words, make tawbah. Allah ta'ala says over and over, illa alladhina tabu wa aslahu. Those who have made a mess of their life, Allah save me, all of us. Now realize that you are going in the wrong direction. Now plead and beg Allah, return to Allah, tawbah, ruju ila Allah, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and cry for forgiveness, and beg Allah ta'ala, that oh Allah, please forgive me, and make your islah, and this is the place, we can't make our islah on our own. Allah has brought us here to this beautiful majlis of our Shaykh, and where we got a great spiritual doctor, that will teach us. So Hazrat is saying, that to now break ties with this enemy of your nafs, and Bal Ta'ir is what your real, your lover, Allah Rabbul Izzat, that get up middle of the night, cry, put your head in sajda, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, if every day a person just takes out few minutes, read two rakat, salatu tawbah, for the intention of our islah, and beg Allah ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am trying, but I am very weak, I am useless. As much as I try, and as much as I make intention, it just breaks all the time. And Allah ta'ala has promised, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. If it is not Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy and kindness, Allah will not purify the hearts of anybody at all. So beg Allah ta'ala, our Dada Shaykh teaches us, that say, Ya Allah, I ask you through the wasta, through the wasila, and the means of this, what the fazl and rahmat you have mentioned in this ayat, please make me amongst those that you desire, that my islah should be made. Then Hazrat explains, now when you realize, I was making my enemy happy. And who I supposed to be making happy? I supposed to be making my Allah. And Allah who has sent the ruh and give me my life. My life is my ruh, not my body. No, my body is not moving, it's just a vehicle. My life is my ruh. But now you making your ruh the friend of shaitan? No, ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shaad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shaad kar. Now make your ruh, your soul that has come from Allah, and naturally the soul has got inclination to take the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah, and the nur of taqwa, that is to stay away from sin. That's when the ruh, the soul gets peace and comfort. That's when the soul gets enjoyment. So make effort. Now become an enemy of your passion and desires, and fill the nur of taqwa. And how Allah has made this all conducive for us. As we learned on a golden tray, Allah has given us the month of Ramadan. It's the month of taqwa. One very strong steam engine. The very special gift of the month of Ramadan, which the month of Ramadan has brought, Qur'an-i Kareem, is the kitab for taqwa. Then Allah has given us the men of Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh, that is, Allah said, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. That if you want taqwa, be in the company of the friends of Allah. So all this Allah has given us, as Hazrat teaches us, we just have to open our hearts and beg Allah, that oh Allah, let the taqwa penetrate my heart from the nur of my shaykh. Then Hazrat further mentioned that now, don't make your enemy happy, make Allah happy. And then you'll see how your ruh will start getting enjoyment. Your whole life you'll be shocked. That I thought that I'm living a nice life. You realize you are living a life of filth and dirt. This is enjoyment. Dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunao ki khaiz ko barbaad kar. Now with the noor of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the noor of Qur'an-i Kareem, as Allah Ta'ala mentions, the greatest gift Allah Ta'ala has given us, the greatest ihsan, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْبَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. When Allah sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when mankind was lost, we became the enemy of Allah and the friends of our passion and desires. Allah grant the best, the greatest favor that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, that to remove that noor, start reciting Qur'an-i Kareem. Learn how to recite Qur'an-i Kareem. Then come in the front, in the company of the men of Allah. Make your islah, and then see, gunah ko khayish ke khayisho ko barbaad kar. How you will destroy all the desires of sin. That this will make my Allah unhappy, and make my heart black and dark. No, I will break that, I will crush that, and I will stay away from that. And how? Ham se izuba ko hamad kar, sar ko chokat pe unko sajjad kar. Now your tongue, instead of wasting time talking all nonsense and words, talking filth and dirt, now make your tongue accustomed to be reciting Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu akbar, wa tabarakallah, Subhanallah. That is, make your tongue now hamad, that you praising Allah Ta'ala abundantly, and see what enjoyment you will get. Now you realize all the useless talk I was doing, wasting my life, and think I'm enjoying life. No. Now put your head at the threshold of Allah Ta'ala, and put your head and make a lot of sajda of tawbah, and appreciate the rawi salah in enjoyment that Allah allows you, so to say, to put your head at the feet of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So close you become to Allah, and now you won't want to go back to your pleasures and enjoyment. And Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, now your reality will come. Now you'll get reality of life. قلب و جاکو اس درب عباد کر اور سکون دل و جاکو خلات کر. Now your heart and your soul, that is as we learn here, learn from our Hazrat how to make our salah a salah, that Allah has given us this great gift that you come into my court and free of charge and the royal court, and you bind and put your head down and become a great abid. And as Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us through to Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that O Abu Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun abadan nas. Stay away from haram, you will be the one who makes the most ibadat. In other words, we will learn to stay away from haram and enjoyment in salah, and then you see your heart and your whole life will be everlasting peace and contentment. From here already you'll get the enjoyment of Jannat. And Hazrat finally mentions, apni khushiyon ko akhtar tu barbaad kar, apne rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. Now for the rest of your life, realize, Hazrat addressing himself but teaching myself and all of us, that your own desires destroy, even if it's permissible, but it is just waste of time, it's of no real benefit for your dunya, for your deen. Destroy those desires. And what is Allah's happiness? Get involved in that. And may get connected to Allah and see what enjoyment there is in life here already. We'll be looking forward to Akhirat. Allah give us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah, Allah, ye mehman, kis qadar zishan hai. Shahid uski rafat wa azmat ka khud Quran hai. The poet says that Subhanallah, how mubarak, how blessed is this month. And for this month to be blessed, it is not said by any person, by any great Allah wala, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself who in the Quran speaks about the greatest of this month. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. That this is the month where the Quran has been revealed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this month in many ways. ہوتے ہیں نازل فرشتے اپنے رب کے حکم سے. That in this month also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that Allah ta'ala sends down His angels that are carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That for 11 months of the year, they make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that for the month of Ramadan, that go down and say ameen to the du'as of those that are making du'a from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Ramadan. And not only that much, paabe zinjeer musibat aaj har shaitan hai. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for the believers that the shaitan who is there in the 11 months of the year to turn the servant away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this month, Allah ta'ala has made it easy that Allah ta'ala has locked up the shayateen also. And the second destruction a person has is nafs. But Allah ta'ala has said that I have made the nafs also easy, where I have subdued the nafs by making fasting necessary upon you. Raat sab raaton se behtar hai teri maah siyam. خیف لیکن تین دن کا تو فقط مہمان ہے. That how blessed is also the nights of Ramadan. Even the each and every night of Ramadan is better than any other night throughout the years, throughout the months of the year. But how sad that these months, these blessed nights are only for a few days. کیا بتاؤ کتنی رونق ایک تیرے دم سے ہے اے مبارک مہمان سب کا ہماری جان ہے. How can I express myself? How can I even show and see how great is this month of Ramadan? That this is the month of a believer, where in the remainder month of the year, when fasting, when giving sadaqah, when doing good action was difficult. But now in this month, Allah Ta'ala has made it such that even namaz, fasting, and doing all good actions become beloved to a believer. Tere khatir do jahan ki hum ko dolat mil gayi. Rezedaro par tere ye kis qadar ihsan hai. He says that through the month of Ramadan, a true believer, the one who fasts, like how Hazrat said, who fasts, and he makes his fasting a real fast, he fasts the way he's supposed to, and he keeps his Ramadan the way he's supposed to, and he gets the what Allah Ta'ala wants, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And the person, he receives the taqwa which Allah Ta'ala wants. Then he says, then such a person, such a believer, he has not only got the akhirat, rather he has got the success of both the worlds. روزے داروں پر تیرا یہ کس قدر احسان ہے. That a true fasting person, how grateful he is, that this is the blessed month of Ramadan. That's why Hazrat says that if a person knows the true value of this month of Ramadan, then he will wish that the entire year and the entire his whole life be Ramadan. تیری آمد سے ہر ایک مؤمن کا دل ہے باغ باغ اے معزز مہمان تیری نرالی شان ہے. Because of your coming,
And when a believer, when he will see the fruits and the benefits of Ramadan, and when he will see like what changes are taking place in his life, then his heart is so happy at all time. And he cannot express himself and show that how blessed is this month of Ramadan. Noor chehros ne aya aur kul mein paakizgi. That now through the barakat of doing the different acts of worship in the month of Ramadan, a person's Quran tilawat is increased. A person's zikr is increased. So many people's hearts are softened. So many people who are fighting throughout the year, but now their hearts soften and they come together. And now through the barakat of all these acts of worship, a person's noor comes in a person's heart. And a person feels purity in his heart. Sabr din ko raat ko shukr khuda har aan hai. During the day, a person makes sabr before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the night he makes shukr, that, oh Allah, what a great month you have given me. And these two bounties, sabr and shukr, they are so great, where in hadith it is mentioned, that how great, how nice is the affair of a believer, that inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair, that every affair of his is so excellent, that if any difficulty he has to overcome any difficulty, then he makes sabr. And when he gets any good, then he makes shukr. And both these things make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very happy. So in the month of Ramadan, a believer is able to make amal on both sabr, and he is able to make shukr as well. Pure din ke sabr ka dekho to badla kya mila, bar gaya har kisam ke khano se dastarkhan hai. That now he's saying that look at the fruits of sabr. That not only Allah ta'ala will give us the benefits of Ramadan in the akhirat, where in one hadith it is mentioned, that when the month of Ramadan sets in, then the fervor, the atmosphere in Jannah also changes. That now the door handles of Jannah began to shake. The leaves on the tree in Jannah also begin to shake. Allah Ta'ala beautifies Jannah to such an extent that even the Hurul Ain come in the balconies and they ask the angel that, oh Malik, tell us that what has come? Why do we see a different fervor and a different atmosphere? So then the angels will reply that now the month of Ramadan has come, the month of the believers has come. So the poet is saying that not only a person will see the benefits of it in Akhirat, but also we see the in Jannah, in the month of Ramadan itself, that how the dasturkhans are filled with different foods. And Allah Ta'ala is as though feeding his believers, hai dua tasneem ki har saal mehman kare. It is a dua of the theme, the poet, he says, that how I wish that every year I witness the month of Ramadan, iski khidmat to hamara deen hai, iman hai, and to take maximum benefit from this month of Ramadan, and for a person to always maximize this month of Ramadan, and this is how a true believer is supposed to be. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the opportunity that together in the month of Ramadan, Allah has made our environment conducive also, where we have come in the i'tikaf also, in the masjid also, in the company of the pious, and this is the opportune time for us to gain the great taqwa, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to receive. Allah give us all to.